Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company. All this week, we're examining the promises and realities of clean energy in Wisconsin, the portion of the state's energy portfolio today represented by sustainable power sources, and where it might be going in the future. The regulatory body in Wisconsin charged with making sure utilities are meeting the state's sustainability mandate is the Public Service Commission. The commission oversees all public utilities in the state, including electricity, water, natural gas, utilities that combine water and sewer service, and some elements of local phone service. The PSC also has to approve applications for new power projects and for rate hikes. Bob Norcross is the administrator of the Natural Gas and Energy Division of the Commission. He explains the current clean energy standard in Wisconsin to Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke.
The current renewable energy portfolio standard requires that utilities generate 10% of their electricity from renewable energy. So if you, for instance, if you generate in the course of the year, sell to customers 100 kilowatt hours, you need to generate 10 of those kilowatt hours from renewable energy.
And is that that's the current standard, or that's a standard that the utilities have to meet by a certain time?
That's a standard utilities will have to meet by 2015. However, most of the utilities have reached that point already.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of then what the renewable part of the portfolio is in Wisconsin at this stage? When we talk about renewable energy, what's being generated in a sustainable way here?
Well, it'd be either wind energy, it could be biomass, it could be biogas, it could be hydro, and those solar energy. And those are the main types of energy that are produced from renewables.
Well, and so what is your charge as the PSC in considering sustainability in reviewing a project, say, related to power generation?
Well, when a utility would come forward with a project for approval, say they wanted to build a wind farm, they would, given if it's a certain size of a wind farm, they would come to the commission and get approval for that construction. And we would look at the application, determine whether it's cost effective. And assuming we approved it at that point, at some later date, the utility would come in and look for a rate recovery for the cost of that wind farm.
You talk about cost. Does the PSC also consider other? For example, in terms of wind energy, I gather there's some effort to look at siting as part of the equation as well. Correct?
Yeah, siting is a big issue, particularly with the wind farms. We've had a number of cases where there's been strong public opposition to the siting of the windmills. That's not uncommon.
Well, and how does the PSC come to decide what's an appropriate complaint, if you will, and you know how does it regard those kinds of concerns?
Well, for a large wind farm, what we would do is have hearings, and in a hearing there would be testimony presented by the utility, by commission staff, by members of the public or any other intervener. So the commission would take all that information into consideration before it would make a decision. And sometimes with those decisions, what the commissioner will do is impose certain conditions on the developer. So if they approve the wind farm, they would say that, for instance, the windmills had to be sited a certain amount of distance away from different residences, or the noise level would have to be below certain levels. So they will look at all different factors and consider that when they make their ultimate decision.
The PSC is a regulatory body. Does it have a role in advocating in one direction or another? I guess the question is, what is the PSC's place in the clean energy equation?
Well, the PSC's place in the equation would be, first, the utilities have a statutory obligation to reach the 10% RPS standard. In the course of a case, like we just described, commission staff would be the ones that would be entering testimony into the record. And commission staff doesn't take a position on the application. We just point out the different factors involved that would be crucial to the three commissioners who ultimately make the decision that they would need to make that decision.
How does the PSC view its responsibility towards ratepayers versus the utilities versus the other players in the mix?
Well, that's that's a tough question. The responsibility that the commission has is there's really a balancing that has to go on. I mean, there's the meeting the RPS. There's the cost element that has to be considered, too. I mean, I think there would be certainly some constituencies that would like to see much more done in the way of renewables, but that comes at a cost. So the commission needs to factor that into environmental concerns, landowners' interests, and many other issues that come forth in an application.
Well, and I guess the ultimate question, and I'd be curious to get your take on this, is it possible to develop clean energy and enhance conservation, for that matter, without necessarily harming the bottom line for utilities?
Well, when you say harming the bottom line of the utilities would see great recovery of the cost. So I think that probably the more relevant point would be that the effect it has on ratepayers. So it's when you construct something, you add a cost to the system, it's going to increase rates in all likelihood. And what the commission does do is we look at any kind of an application. We look at whether it's needed and then what's the best alternative for it, factoring in environmental concerns and cost and the best technology for the fuel. I mean, I think for an example, in the last several years, the commission has added about $2.5 billion for renewable projects, which includes $250 million for a biomass plant in Rothschild. At the same time, we were talking about cleaning the air and water. The commission has added about $2.5 billion to clean up existing coal plants as well. So there's a lot of effect on the bottom line, as people have seen, but there's a balancing that has to go on.
Well, and presumably when people are considering, when ratepayers are considering costs, this is the notion that the amount that the utilities have invested in their infrastructure, if that infrastructure is going to change, someone's going to bear the cost.
That's right.
There was a report not long ago by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, which is a generally free market think tank, that concluded that green energy at this stage is a money-losing proposition. Can this be both the right time and the wrong time to be having this conversation?
Well, whether it's the right time to consider the cost of renewable energy, I mean, there's a need to meet the statutory requirements for the renewable portfolio standard, and there can be situations when a utility needs to add some type of generation. It could be, given the utility's portfolio, that it would be cheaper to do some form of renewable energy than different options for like coal or gas, for instance. So it's really on a case-by-case basis that would determine whether it can be an effective approach or not.
And should I assume that the PSC doesn't necessarily have a viewpoint on whether the standards should be enhanced or not?
No, I mean, that's a legislative action, what the RPS would be. Right now it's 10%, and that's what we are regulating towards.
Are there other aspects to where the PSC falls in this that you think people ought to understand?
Well, I think the big key that people need to understand is just the whole balancing the commission has to do. When you're looking at the cost, you're looking at environmental concerns. It's just there's a real balancing that has to go on there, that different people have different views on the direction they'd like to head. And the commission tries to factor those views in and do what's best in what's in the public interest.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on this, and hope we can talk again.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Mitch.
Bob Norcross is the administrator of the Natural Gas and Energy Division of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke. Coming up next on the program, the environment for renewable energy laws in state legislatures in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Project Milwaukee Power Switch continues on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.